RadioInfluence.com.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Forking Around Town. I'm your host, Tracy, and I hope you guys have had a great weekend. I'm definitely here in Tampa and safe. We did have a little bit of a, I don't want to call it a scare, but people were nervous about Hurricane Dorian. We were definitely fortunate in Florida that it did not head our way, but definitely my prayers go out to all those people in the Bahamas who have been affected. I've actually only been to the Bahamas once, and it was such a great place. The people were so nice, and I just truly can't imagine what they're going through. And I'm really excited. There's a lot of local companies here in Tampa are setting up donation stations and doing a lot to kind of help those people who really need it the most. So if you guys, if you have some time, if you're, anywhere in Florida, that would be great. There's so many places on social media that are posting about locations to drop off much needed supplies. I know here in Tampa, once people heard it might be coming our way, you go to the store and you could not get bottled water to save your life. It was kind of crazy. So it's always fun to go through that. Sometimes people get a little bit greedy and take everything, and it's sad but true, it happens. But anyway, today's episode is a little bit different. It's not going to be as funny as I normally am. It's more of a serious episode today. I think sometimes we get so caught up, and especially for me, and the fun stuff in life, going out, showcasing all of the great food around Tampa, which I will always continue to do that. But a lot of times, I think, especially with me, when I follow people on social media, I really want to get to know them and might, maybe know some of their struggles, things they might be going through. And I've mentioned before that I spent the month of August going completely alcohol free. So today actually marks day 35. I've been going strong. It's been a great experience. I've done this before. It's nothing new to me, but this time I did it for some different reasons. Now, I didn't realize this, but over the last probably 2 years, maybe a little bit longer, I had been going through kind of a depression. I really don't know when it started, but one of the great things to come out of it was me starting Forking Around Town, a little over 2 years ago. I wasn't happy at the time in my current job, and I sat down and thought about things. What can I do? What are things I love to do? How can I do something to sort of make myself happy? And that's how the whole concept for Forking Around Town came in. Even though I was excited and things were really starting to go well for me, I was still going through some struggles. And as much as I don't always like to talk about my personal business really out there on social media, sometimes you have to, because it does kind of explain what you're going through. And if I can help someone else going through it, I would love to do that. So about 2 years ago, actually, to be exact, September 17th, which is the anniversary of, I think it was when Hurricane Irma came through that weekend. I remember it was shortly after my daughter's birthday. Or actually, no, I take that back. It was the week before. Sorry. I had been dating somebody for several months, and I thought everything was going great. And during the hurricane, apparently, this person realized that they still wanted to be with their ex. And of course, I was always the last one to find out. And I just remember the date. It was September 17th. I had gone to a football game, and that was the day that kind of my whole world came crashing down. And that was kind of the turning point for me as far as me going into sort of a depression. Instead of reaching out to friends and doing things that were healthier for me, I turned to all the distractions possible. I went out as much as I could, definitely going out and drinking and trying to forget things. I was doing a lot of racing at the time and running, but I was doing it for all the wrong reasons. I was just trying to get out there and temporarily forget the pain I was going through. And, this person came back into my life several times, and I continued down this path. Anytime we would go out and do anything, it was always involving alcohol. Often arguments would, come out of it. And it wasn't a great time in my life. And I struggled with this for about 2 years. I didn't realize it, but I was so down on myself. My self-esteem had just been completely destroyed. And instead of taking the time to deal with the problem, I was doing everything I could to try to prove to this person that I was worth something. Well, something kind of clicked over the last few months. And I know a lot of my friends are so happy for me because I finally woke up and saw the light. But during this month of August, when I wasn't drinking, I had so much time to really think about myself and just kind of regroup and take a step back and look at everything I've done, everything I've gone through, and sort of, I don't know, I guess you would say wake up. And it's been actually one of the greatest things. I feel like this big weight has been lifted off my shoulders. And it's an incredible feeling that it's hard for me to describe unless you might have gone through it. But it was just, I don't know, suddenly I woke up one day and I thought, you know, Tracy, you've been wasting all this time trying to prove your worth to someone who was never going to see it. You go out there and you post all this stuff on social media. Everyone thinks you have this perfect life when you've actually been struggling a lot. And now I can actually say I am finally over it. Everything is just clear as a bell. I've really enjoyed this last month. I've gotten to spend some time with my friends, like quality time with my friends, actually talking and not sitting there, you know, having drinks and forgetting the conversations we had, spending real time with my kids, reading books, rediscovering my love for running. One of the reasons I decided to, you know, give up alcohol, you know, for an extended period of time is to work on, you know, my pacing. And I really want to improve my running time. Last year I was averaging probably an 11 or 12 minute mile. So I'm looking to get to a 9 minute mile, which is hard for me, but it's definitely a challenge that I'm ready for. And things are just different. And I'm not saying that I'm never going to have a drink again. And I'm not telling you guys not to drink or to stop drinking. It's whatever you want to do. But for me, it has been such a blessing. And I am so glad that I went through this time and made this decision. And this coming Sunday, I'm actually going to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers playing against the San Francisco 49ers. And this entire month, I've been thinking, this is going to be the day that I'm going to have a drink and I can't wait. And suddenly, that doesn't seem very important anymore. I'm actually thinking about the food at the game and just getting out there and watching the 49ers play. Many of you know that I'm a huge Steelers fan, but the Niners are, you know, from my hometown, so I definitely have a love for them. So we'll see. If I have a drink, I might have just one. But at this point, I'm thinking about just keeping up with this sobriety and not having anything at all. But I just wanted to kind of talk to you guys about my struggle a little bit, because I think sometimes we try to take on too much, and it's okay to admit when, you know, things aren't going right and any struggles that you may have. We all have them. You know, nobody is perfect. And sometimes I think social media is kind of a mask for all of that that might be going on in our lives. And if I can help just one person, that would just absolutely make my day. So if you guys have any questions, if, you know, if you're thinking about maybe you have a habit that you want to really kind of give up, or something that, you know, you're not happy with in your life, I encourage you to take some time, you know, go away for a weekend, go to the beach, go somewhere that you can just kind of be alone with your thoughts and really think about things. I'm definitely looking forward to kind of spending the rest of 2019 getting to know myself again. I have a lot of things I want to do, but the one thing that I'm going to be very careful of is not trying to do too much, because that's always been my biggest problem. I'm really taking things slow. I'm not trying to, you know, reinvent the wheel by any means, but sometimes, you know, that's always been my struggle. I try to do too much and then I end up falling short. And yes, I am short, but that's okay. I know that each day just working on myself and one thing that I can do is all I can do. So I really would love to hear from you guys. You can always reach me on my email, which is Tracy at ForkingAroundTown.com. I have actually relaunched my other website, which is called Eat, Drink, and Be Tracy, which is EatDrinkAndBeTracy.com. I have a lot of stuff going up that is kind of documenting this journey and all of the races that I will be doing. There are some really fun races coming up in Tampa Bay, and if you have ever thought about running and just want to get out there and try it, I really encourage you guys to do it. It's so much fun. It's a great way to get together with the community and just appreciate the beauty of Tampa Bay. There's a race called The Getaway, which has a 5, 10, and a 15K in St. Petersburg. I will be sharing my discount code on Instagram, so if you want to sign up, you can take advantage of a little bit of savings. There is a fantastic race if you love peanut butter. It's called the Peanut Butter and Jelly Race, which is on September 21st in Clearwater. I don't have a discount code for that. that, but you can look them up on social media. It's one of my favorite races. You get to run through Clearwater, and it ends with tons of peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, which is always a huge bonus. Food races are definitely something I enjoy, and I can't wait to do some more throughout the rest of the year and coming up in 2020. I hope you guys have a great week, and I promise next week will be filled with lots of laughter, as I like to do on my podcast. But again, just don't forget to take time. Love yourself. Do whatever you need to do to make yourself feel better. Whatever struggles you're going through, I guarantee someone else is going through the same thing. And once you take that time to really deal with the problem, you're going to be just amazed at how much your life is going to change. Have a great week, everybody. And don't forget, you can download any of my episodes on radioinfluence.com. And a new episode comes out every week on the platform that you like to download your podcasts. All right, guys, have a great week.
Hey gang, Jerry P. Tuck here, co-host of A Place for My Head. Each week, Brandon Thompson and I are going to be talking about the importance of mental health. We're going to be talking everything from stress, anxiety, different mental illnesses, different chronic illnesses, and frankly, the rigors of everyday life and how we all struggle to get through it. We're not medical professionals, but we are looking to start that conversation that needs to be had about the stigma around mental illness and how it affects us every single day. We'll talk to experts, but at the end of the day, A Place for My Head is all about real people with real stories about real life. Check out A Place for My Head with Brandon Thompson and myself, Jerry P. Tuck, each week on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, Google Podcasts, and RadioInfluence.com.